Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb. Good Wednesday to you. We continue with Wake Up Call, SportsMap Radio. What is the good of the day as we get things rolling?
You know what? If you haven't seen this video, do yourself a treat and watch it.
Okay.
You know, not right now. Not right now. You know, after the show.
Yeah, this is always troubling when you do videos because I want to watch them, but I can't.
But this one is well, worth it. And maybe you've already seen it because I'm hoping that you've seen it. You know, I'm talking to all the listeners, not just you specifically, Tony. The Mannings are looking for a third co-host.
Why?
And they held auditions.
Is this a joke? Is this like a Saturday Night Live bit?
Yeah.
Okay, so they're not really looking for a third co-host.
Well, I don't think so.
Okay, let's go back for a second. So
they have a new ad that released their schedule.
Okay,
the Manning cast schedule for this upcoming season of Monday Night Football. It is one of the funniest things that you will see. Promise you.
Do we have cuts?
No, we don't have cuts because I mean it doesn't do it justice because all you're going to hear is voices and you may know some of the voices, you may not. But right. some of the people who auditioned. For the role of third host on the Manning cast, you have like Andy Reid, Olivia Dunn, Mike Tyson, Josh Allen, Dan Campbell, our boy Dan Campbell. But the ending, and I won't spoil the ending because the ending is what really brings the commercial all together.
So, ladies and gentlemen, you're just going to have to trust that this video is in the good of the day.
You have to trust.
Yeah. We can't give you any information on it other than who was bearded.
Oh, no, it's fantastic.
And an ending we don't want to spoil.
Yes.
But trust us.
I'm sorry. I know. I mean, you know, I could have brought the cuts in and stuff like that, but you know, I don't want to spoil the ending because the ending is what makes this perfect.
Okay.
But it is a really, really well-planned, well-thought-out promo for it.
I just like talking about stuff. And when we do the good, the bad, and the dumb, it always leads to a second conversation about something.
Yes.
And I have no idea the context of this, and you can't give any context to this. So therefore, the only context that I have on this is I'm glad it's a joke because I don't want a third co-host with the Manning brothers. Have all the guests you want, but the two of them, that's it. Don't take a third co-host.
And I guess what would it be, Arch?
Yeah. By the way, I've said this before, and I'll keep saying it again. I guarantee you, maybe when he's in bed with his wife, and maybe that's it, the only conversation he's having, I guarantee you Joe Buck is not a fan of this at all.
The Manningcast?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, he probably is like, this thing is driving me crazy.
I mean, think about him. I mean,
Night Football, no matter what we do, if the Manning cast is on when we do Monday, that's all anybody wants to talk about is the Manning
cast.
That
is, you are so right.
And not talking about me and Troy. Because the next day, the next Tuesday, is like, did you hear Peyton Manning said, oh my God. And Joe and Troy are like, yeah.
Or,
and we actually put a lot of work and effort in calling the game, the actual call of the game. And you'd rather watch two brothers do slapstick comedy while
slapstick
we're doing it.
And you know, quarterback technique. Quarterback analysis.
By the way, Philip giving it props, saying he saw the Manningcast ad. It is absolute gold. So now, during a break, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, you got to watch it.
Is it long enough to watch during a break?
Yes.
Or is it like,
yeah, okay. It's about a minute.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah, you can fill it in a 3-minute break.
It's got Livy Dunn in it?
Yes.
Well, then I'm in.
Which is, her part is hysterical, by the way.
I'm in. I'm in for the Livy Dunn.
Yeah.
Oh,
so it's fun. I mean, the people that they brought in were fantastic. I mean, Sean Payton is in it. Who was it? Why am I blanking? Sean McVay.
Sean McVay's in it.
Sean McVay is in it, but his audition is right on cue, par.
Well, here's the thing that when PTI, pardon the interruption, came about.
Yes.
So what they did, they revolutionized the way you could see a show. Like they had the content next to it, and people said this was pretty good. This was really good for TV because then you started seeing other shows saying, "And coming up next, we'll argue about this." And then coming up next, we'll argue about this. And PTI was one of the first to say, "Hey, just put the rundown on the show. Like let people know
right
what topics we're hitting." And the producers that came up with that, it was pretty brilliant. It's the same thing with this. It's like they tried the coaches show, right? Where they said, look, there's an alternate broadcast with coaches. But I'll be honest with you, that kind of got boring. I tried watching those over the years. And I'm not, I don't really want to know that much and all that detail. You know, I just want, I like the game the way it flows. But nevertheless, they found there was an audience for it. But the Manning cast was, can we do this with respected football players, but be funny? Can we make jokes and have a good time and make it like a party? The Mannings are very welcoming. Like, you feel like you'd love to hang out with them. They're funny. They are.
They're not stuck up.
I really never thought,
I didn't know if Eli was going to be good.
No, I didn't either.
And Eli really has embraced it. I don't know if Peyton has coached him up a little bit and said, hey, man, just do this. Trust me. Just do this. Be like this.
It really is.
Because he really came around. And you're like, oh, okay, you know what? That's kind of comfortable.
But Joe and Troy put a lot of work into that broadcast. And the next day, everybody just wants to talk about some funny bit Eli, Peyton, and Tom Brady did in a conversation, in a bit that they did on the Manning cast. All right, what is the bad of the day?
I actually have two.
Two, okay.
Yeah, one is an addendum to yesterday's bad. And that is, remember we did the Delta diarrhea story?
Yes.
Pardon the pun, but video of the aftermath has leaked out to the internet.
Of course it did.
And
it only was a matter of time once that plane landed and the uploading began.
And remember when the pilot had said that there is a biohazard incident through the plane, a diarrhea incident through the plane? It literally is through the plane.
So the person had it
it might have just hit that person, and that person could not make it and decided to keep going forward with it. Instead of staying in one spot, just go down the entire aisle.
Got it. Oh my God.
It's just like little towel or the puke bag, the barf bag, like laid down little blue pieces. You can see it going all the way down, and some of them are extremely soaked through.
You're two for two on videos for the good, the bad, and the dumb.
Well, this one, there's no audio for this one.
I don't know.
Well, I'm warning you. I don't know if you want to. But the other bad of the day is that to all the ladies who are depressed over the rumored news or the news of Joe Burrow's rumored engagement. Did you hear about this?
No.
Joe Burrow's might
I heard he might be engaged. I heard
Pac-Man
he might be engaged.
Jones was the one who spilled the beans on
how
this.
How did Pac-Man Jones get the information over anybody else?
I have no idea.
Is Pac-Man Jones still affiliated in some capacity with the Cincinnati Bengals?
Sure. He's got to be.
I mean, but is he good friends with Joe Burrow after?
Yeah. But there is a silver lining to this bad news. If you are a depressed woman... that Joe Burrows is now engaged. The Filson Queen City Kitchen and Bar in downtown Cincinnati is offering a 9-cent sad girl shot.
That's fantastic. Well done, whoever came up with that.
I didn't even know that, I know people are hung up on Joe Burrow, but are they really, really hung up on him?
I don't know.
Is that what kind of women in Cincinnati? Yeah, or just general across the country.
A good-looking star quarterback. Yeah, he probably no woman is really interested in that.
Yeah,
that doesn't seem to be a very appealing thing for women to see a good-looking, rich star quarterback. I've kind of known in my lifetime that's not a way to get women in this society.
So, unfortunately, you're limited to
I'm sure they're going to sell out of these sad girl shots, by the way.
It's only one shot per girl.
Somebody's going to go, who did this? Because we just lost a lot of money.
It's just one shot per girl. That's it. And you get the shot includes, or what it is, it's a Bailey Irish cream with chocolate sauce topped with whipped cream.
Okay, first of all, that's not a complex thing to make, but it is like a couple of steps for a thing that's 9 cents.
For 9 cents, yeah.
Right?
What did you think? It was just going to be like, I'm just going to pour you a shot of tequila.
Yeah, like,
here you go.
What do you want? A vodka? Here you go. Nine cents.
You
got
to make it entertaining, I guess,
you
right?
You do, I guess. But the bartenders are probably like, I got 200 of these, and they're all 9 cents a piece. So, hey.
Now, here's my issue with this, right? That's very similar to another shot that you can order where it is for the ladies that they are to drink without the use of their hands, if you know what I mean.
Right, I got you. I got you.
It's
okay.
The ingredients of that
drink are very
similar.
So that
similar.
Drink is similar to that? Okay. All right, now that's silly. That's silly.
I just realized that, like, I think that's, you know, minus the chocolate sauce, I think it's Bailey's Irish Cream and something else. There's a shot that is meant to be done without hands.
Line up, ladies. Get your 9 cent shot because Joe Burrow is engaged. Because now he's off the market. All right. We'll have the dumb next as we continue. It's Wake Up Call.
This is Wake Up Call on the SportsMap Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, we'll have Michael Bradburn on in 15 minutes. We will talk to him about Major League Baseball from The Score as we get to the final couple weeks of the regular season. You know, battles for playoff positioning and all of that. I did see the Manning ad. It was really good. It was very,
that's fantastic.
Very, very good. That is very good. So, very smart, very funny. Both of those guys are really good at that. They, like I said earlier, It's a change in the way we can watch sports. It's something to break away from the normal way of doing something and get some information while you're watching a game that's, like, funny and, like, secondarily entertaining.
Yeah.
So the game's entertaining, and then you've got this commentary that's also entertaining rather than the straight down and distance and what just happened analysis that we normally get in the game. Yeah, it's been
I never really thought about it until you said it, but, yeah, Joe Buck has – I mean, I almost want to say – he's got to get to a point where he openly hates it.
I don't know if he can.
Because it
makes you look like a bad guy when the rest of America is saying how cool it is, and you're doing sour grapes. Because, look, when he was at Fox, there was nothing else. No one ever said, hey, this is the biggest game we've got in the NFC. It's the late afternoon game. Buck and Aikman are in Green Bay as Aaron Rodgers and the Packers take on Dallas or whatever. And Fox didn't go, hey, and by the way, the comedic stylings of so-and-so and so-and-so is on this other channel, and you might want to watch that because it's funny and it's great. It's got two personalities that you know and love.
Yeah.
And ESPN is doing just that. They're saying, look, it's Buck, it's Aikman, it's Monday Night Football. What more could you want? Oh, you do want more. Here are the Manning brothers doing slapstick comedy with their guests as well as analyzing the football game for you.
I will say this, though. In all fairness, the Mannings were there first.
That is true. That is true. They were.
Because that was the alternative to, what was it?
What was the other one? Joe Testashore and the other guy?
And Booger McFarlane.
Wasn't it Chris Fowler?
No,
not Chris Fowler. Reese Davis.
You're
gonna make me. You're gonna make me look up Monday Night.
No,
Football
it was Joe Testatore. Who was the?
You might be right. It was Joe Testatore, and then didn't they have Jason Witten or no?
No, it wasn't Jason Witten. It was. He's a really good analyst too. Former player.
Well, that narrows down.
Yeah, I know,
list.
But I mean, no, but he's really good. I think a lot of times he's on the. I think he might be with the NFL Network now. Or he could still be doing stuff with ESPN. He's like on Get Up all the time. And,
right.
But that name will come to me too. But really good. But that was that crew, and that was the alternative to – and then Booger McFarlane had the Booger Mobile, where it's just blocking people's view.
Oh, I got it. Here we go. It was so Joe Testashore was on it from 2018 to 2019. Then Steve Levy took it over from 2020 to 2021.
Okay.
And then Buck took it over last season.
But who was in the booth with, I think maybe it was in the booth with Steve Levy.
Steve Levy would be Louis Riddick.
That's the one. Thank you.
There you go. And then Brian Greasy was also in there as well.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about him.
Remember Jason Witten? Remember, there's a video of Jason Witten calling a play where he said, and you notice he'll go to the outside, and then the play starts, and the player goes in, like, the opposite direction up the middle.
He's trying to channel his inner Tony Romo. Couldn't do it.
Ugh. That was terrible. Booger McFarland, I don't know how do I feel about him, because I think he has good things to say, but the only thing I think of him is in that clown mobile they put him in. In that stupid crane where he was going up and down like a Universal Studios ride,
side
talking
to side,
about the game.
And you had people who you know, spent like, you know, everything for 50-yard line tickets.
Yeah.
All they
what
see
a
is
dumb
him.
Idea this was. Booger Mobile.
Yeah.
Where they like he's out there in the freezing cold in like December in New York with his notes.
Yeah, you guys look comfortable in the booth up there.
Let's go down to Booger McFarland. What did you make of the first half? And he's freezing to death. Yep. He's got notes everywhere. People behind him are screaming
and
at him.
In his
they
ear,
can't see.
In his ear, he's like, oh, man, this, you know, this hot chocolate's really hot.
Yeah. He's like, at least the sideline reporters get to move around and get near the heat.
Exactly.
They're putting me in a metal box and moving me up and down this field. Silly. Stupid. But, yeah, so, no, you're like all right, and before we get to the dumb, I mean, Monday Night Football, I know it's not as prestigious as it used to be, but it is still the primary gig
for football
announcers. It still is that. That is the job more than any other job. Be number one. You can be Sunday night for NBC. I'm sorry, that's a very prestigious job. You can be the lead guy at Fox. You'll be the lead guy at CBS. But the premier, the league is watching. All of America that loves football is watching. And Buck gets it, and they go, and here's another funny, more entertaining way to watch the game. Occasionally, they don't do it every week, but occasionally you get the Manning brothers.
Yeah, but you know what games they do? The good ones?
The good ones, yeah. The good ones. The good ones where you like circle it and go, I can't wait for Monday
night. I can't wait to watch this one.
Can't wait to see what Eli and Peyton have to say about this one.
Joe Buck and Troy Aikman are alone when it's like Colts.
Yeah.
Titans, and you're like, sorry, I don't mean to pick on you guys, but
well, Troy, we didn't have a good matchup tonight, so the Manning brothers aren't on the cast on the other side. You're stuck with us. That's what I would do if I was Joe Buck. I'd like slowly throw in quips like that. Well, tonight we don't have the matchup we anticipated at the start of the season, as the 6-10 Tennessee Titans are playing the 2-14 Atlanta Falcons.
Yep.
I guess no Manning brothers on this one. Hey, Troy.
Yeah, no one wanted to see Desmond Ridder versus Ryan Tannehill.
I guess they didn't, they didn't want to stick around for this one.
Sorry, Ryan's out for the season. It's Desmond Ridder versus Malik Willis. Or is it Will Greer? Or not Will Greer.
The Mannings can stay home for this contest.
Who's the Mayo quarterback? Kentucky's quarterback.
Will Levis.
He's with the Titans now, right?
Yes, he is.
Man, imagine he gets in.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, the Manning brothers ain't calling a Will Levis-Desmond Ridder battle. That's for sure. All right, what is the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, it's not so much that I'll set it up this way. UCF is moving their practice this week to a local high school field, not because anything's wrong with their field. It's because they're playing against Boise State, and this local high school field has blue turf.
Oh, no, that's a big deal.
And I think it's a great idea. What I didn't know, and I think it's kind of dumb, is that Boise State has blue turf trademarked.
So the high school football team.
Anyone who wants to put blue turf for their team has to go through Boise State first.
So they have to ask Boise State if they can use that blue. Can you use it? As many of us know, if you've ever painted your house, there's 1,000 varieties of colors.
That's true.
Can you get away with? I'm not 714 blue. I'm 705 blue.
Here's what it is. The Broncos, the Boise State Broncos, own the copyright to non-green turf.
Wait a minute. So if I paint my turf red, I have to go to Boise State and ask permission if I can do so?
Yeah, just like they're saying, there will never be another college football team with a blue turf or blue field.
But I can't be red, or I can't be another color.
There's a football team that has red, but I guess they own the copyright to it, so you have to go through Boise State to get, you know, it's like, okay, how are you going to use this red?
Meeting in a committee.
I found that bizarre.
That sounds really, doesn't sound right, but that's crazy. That's crazy that I can, like, it's one thing if you say, hey, look, if you want a blue field, we own that. But the idea that if I'm a school and I want red turf, I have to ask Boise State if it's okay to paint it a color that they don't have?
Yeah.
How did legally they get to do this?
They just got the copyright. I mean, I don't know.
It's not a copyright. Like, it's a copyright to say blue turf.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like if you create a field and you say
turf.
if you create a field that says blue, like if I call it blue turf, like home a blue turf, that is, I understand that they could own the copyright to that. But could I do that with a house? Like, for example, if I paint my house Camille yellow, could I tell everybody that if you want to paint your house Camille yellow, you have to ask me first? Like, is there something that allows me that legal right? Like, it'd be one thing if Boise State said, you can't make your field blue and you can't call it blue turf. We've copyrighted the term blue turf. Okay. But what if I want red turf?
All right. No, okay. I'm sorry. They do not own the rights to every color, but they do own the trademark to a blue turf. Blue
right.
Field.
That makes sense because that's a term. It's like when Pat Riley copyrighted three-peat. That's a term. You can copyright that. Like, you can copyright, like Russell Wilson did, Broncos Country Let's Ride or Let Russ Cook. You can copyright those.
But
things.
I like your question, though. What color blue?
What Boise State is trying to do is trying to say, hey, look, college, Division II, Division I college, you can't create a blue turf and then have blue turf T-shirts and everything's better on blue turf or blue turf madness or blue turf. Like, you can't do any of that stuff. We own all of that. That's wild. Well, I guess they had some foresight into knowing that teams would want to do that if they wore a blue jersey to blend in with the color. I saw a video of Air Force was prepping for this one time, and they couldn't be on blue turf, but they tried to assimilate the situation. It's really amazing how those blend together. It's crazy how the player with the exact color of the field, it's difficult to differentiate.